Hello, everyone. Today is Friday. It is December 13th of 2024. And this is Betty. And I wanted to do a recorded podcast for you all today. The Lord has impressed upon me to do another spiritual warfare of deliverance, the prayers, whatever else the Lord may bring into my spirit. So I'm going to do that right now. I pray that all who listen to this will be set free in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Messiah. And here we go. Please share this podcast, this recording, to anyone that you feel may need prayer, may need a touch from God. In Jesus' almighty name, this is what it's for, to set the captives free. So here we go. Lord, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you, Lord, to the pulling down of strongholds. Deliver us, O Lord, from our strong enemies, from them that are too strong for us. We tread upon the lion and the adder, and the young lion and the dragon we trample underfoot. We tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. We rebuke every wild boar of the field in the name of Jesus Messiah. We rebuke every spirit that creeps forth from the forest in the name of Jesus. We rebuke every beast of the forest that comes to devour in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the devouring spirit. We rebuke the desperate spirit. We rebuke the double-mindedness spirit. We rebuke the destroyer in the name of Jesus Christ. We rebuke the debauchery spirit. We rebuke the destroying spirit. Hallelujah. We bind the deceitful spirit. We bind the destructive spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the destructive spirit in all areas in the name of Jesus Christ. We rebuke every lion of the forest that comes to slay in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the jackals, the lions, the bears, the adders, the coyotes, the ravens, the hawks, the blackbirds, the owls, the vampires, and anything that creeps by day and walks by night. We bind every pestilence in the name of Jesus. We bind every spirit that comes in to create disease, to keep us from healing in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every vaccine, every disease, every precondition, every pain, every sickness, every infliction and affliction, every spirit of disarray to destroy, to distract in the name of Jesus. We loose ourselves from the enemy. We loose ourselves from Satan in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We loose ourselves in the name of Jesus. Be set free in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All pain in the body, in any area. Bones must come together. Right bones, we command you by the name of Jesus Christ to rise up, to be alive in the name of Jesus. All bones. All bones in the name of Jesus come alive. Every part in the body must align with the word of God. He healeth all our diseases. His blood took away the sin behind all sickness, disease. In the name of Jesus Christ. All viruses, infections, flus, any type of blood clots, heart attacks, heart murmurs, headaches, muscular aches, bones. Ooh, hallelujah. The Spirit of God is moving. The Spirit of God is moving right now. It's going into the atmosphere. Let the power of God overtake you. In the name of Jesus, receive today all that God has for you. Receive. Let the Spirit of God fall upon you now. Rebound allergies, colds, sinuses, fevers, infections. The spirit of infiltration, the spirit of contempt, the lying spirit, in the name of Jesus, the accusations, the accuser of the brethren, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we break that hold on us. We break those bondages that are holding us back. We break those distractions. We break it in the name of Jesus. Be ye healed in Jesus' name. We bind anything that has come in and held us back. We bind anything that comes into our minds that is not of God. We bind addictions right now. We bind all addictions. All addictions. Whatever that addiction may be. We bind the secret thoughts of our heart that is not of God. We bind those spirits. We take authority over them. We use the power of God in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we're breaking off shackles. We're breaking off yokes and bondages. We're breaking them off. We're breaking them off right now by the blood of Jesus Christ. By the blood of Jesus Christ. For he who is in us is greater than he that is in the world. Receive right now in the name of Jesus. Receive by faith. Embrace today the healing power and the deliverance to be set free. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We remove and we bind and we rebuke all legality. In the name of Jesus. Satan has no access in your life or in your family. In the name of Jesus, we loose him off of us. In the name of Jesus, we bind that oppressing spirit. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We bind and expose and cast out any demon that were trying to come in undetected into our lives in the name of Jesus. We are the children of God and we stand firm in our anointing. Be ye free in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We tear down the strong man. We knock principalities off our thrones. We take back what the enemy has stolen. We bind the enemy over our finances. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Our minds are now set free. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Cleanse our temples, Lord, and drive out the thief from our lives. We bind the thief that tries to steal, tries to take our finances, tries to keep us unhealthy, tries to keep us from working, tries to keep us from reading the Word of God, from studying the Word of God. We bind the spirits of distraction. We bind, in the name of Jesus. We cast every spirit out to the dry places with no means of access and no means of return. Now go in the name of Jesus. We bind and we cast out every familiar spirit that would try to operate in our lives in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke any demon that would try to block our way in the name of Jesus. Anything that would try to block our way, block our inheritance from Jesus Christ. Block our inheritance from Jesus Christ. Block our finances from being increased in Jesus Christ. Woo! Hallelujah. We bind and cast out every spirit that would try to steal our joy in the name of Jesus. We close that door in the name of Jesus. We close that door in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We break off any fellowship with devils, demons, through sin, the flesh, or sacrifice in the name of Jesus. We now command all devils to leave our children alone in the name of Jesus, to leave our children and families alone in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, to expose any children of the devil that would try to come into our churches, our ministry, our home groups, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And there are going to be children that call themselves the children of God in this hour, that call us brothers and sisters. Black-eyed children are coming, and they will try to be like your family that God sent. Rebuke them when they come, because they are fallen angels. And we bind up fallen angels. We bind up fallen technology. We take authority and rebuke all vibrations, reflections, chemotherapies, radiation, electromagnetic energies, chemtrails, frequencies, levitations, spaceships, stargates, portals, and in the name of Jesus Christ, do we bind, destroy, and cast them all out to the dry places with no means of access and no means of return in the name of Jesus Christ the Messiah. We will not come into the condemnation of the devil. And we ask you, Father God, to let no doctrine of a devil be established in our life in the name of Jesus. We release ourselves from any snare of the devil in the name of Jesus. We stand against and we rebuke every wile of the devil. We left, let every hidden snare be exposed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let any spirit hiding from us be exposed, be extinct, be seen in the name of Jesus Christ. We expose any human devil in human form that would try to sneak into our lives. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We overcome every Antichrist spirit because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We loose ourselves from every spirit of doctrine and false error. In the name of Jesus, every error of doctrine, every man-made doctrine, every traditional doctrine, we bind up those spirits and rebuke them, and send them all out to the dry places. In the name of Jesus Christ, they must go. We bind up and cast out every spirit of fear, doubt, and unbelief in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to expose all false brethren to us. In the name of Jesus. Be ye healed. Again, I hear from the Lord. Be ye healed in all areas, spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional, in the name of Jesus. We bind those spirits that are upon people with schizophrenia, hallucinations, voices. That is exposing in the families. Exposure is coming in the families. We rebuke these spirits. We rebuke the generational curses from our former generations in our family. We bind them. We rebuke them. We rebuke Freemasonry in any form, in any form, in any form. Trickery, sorcery, pharmaceuticals, any types of tricks, black magic, white magic, false religions, paganism. Heathens that have come into our life in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over false teachings in the name of Jesus, false doctrine in the name of Jesus, that anything that has tied us up, tied us down, kept us from moving forward, kept us from hearing hearing the word of God. Stop us from studying the word of God. The bondages are now broken in the name of Jesus. We are breaking bondages. We bind up that spirit that wants to hinder, that wants to link in with us, that wants to listen in, that wants to spy, that wants to surveil, that wants to distract and intimidate. We're breaking those spirits off that want to linger and hang around in the name of Jesus to keep us moving forward in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Claim your hips. Claim it. Claim it. Just remember, I am not a claim it and take it type of person, but I believe in claiming your victory, in receiving your victory, in taking it, overcoming, and working it, and working it, and working it, because Jesus wants to heal you. Jesus wants to set you free in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, he wants to set you free. People with back pain, people with knee pain, people with arthritis, rheumatism, people with joint pain, muscle pain, anywhere in the fat body, hear me now. You are healed. God is healing you. Take your hands down on your knees, your legs, your butt. Stand on the word of God that he heals. In Psalms 103:3, he heals all of our diseases. He heals all of our diseases. Stand up and receive now in the name of Jesus. Those that are tired, those that are experiencing fatigue, those that do not know and have not heard the voice of God, right now, Father God, we ask you to do a turnaround in their ear. Give them a spiritual ear cleansing right now. Give them a spiritual eye cleansing right now to strengthen them, strengthen them, strengthen them to hear and listen and see the word of God at work. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. We bind and we rebuke that spirit of slumber in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. We bind and we rebuke that Moloch spirit that has been assigned to abort our destiny. Rebuke that spirit. He's a principality. He has no power over you. And send him out to the dry places. Give us strength, Lord. Give us strength to bring forth our destinies in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus. I hope to hear great testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Come on. In the name of Jesus. Don't allow these devils to come in and destroy you. Right now, you have the power. Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God is already in you. Come on, saints of God. Come on, children of God. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Rise up. Overcome. Be an overcomer. Be an overcomer right now. You have the power. You have the power. Satan's been talking to you and says you don't have nothing. Satan's telling you that he doesn't love you. Satan's telling you that your family is broken up and that it can't be repaired. You haven't heard from your children in years. You're asking the Lord to bring them to you. You're asking the Lord to repair the damage that has been done. You're asking the Lord, you've got children, or you know of someone in your workplace or anyone, and you've got them here, and they are lesbians, and they are heathens, and they are homosexuals, and they are in same-sex marriages, and they're in this and that, and they're outside the covenant of the marriage of God and relationships. And right now, everybody, pray. Right now, release that power that you've been given inside of you to set your family free. And don't give up. Continually pray. Set the captive free. This is the year. We're going into a new season soon. This is the time. Set the captive free. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, anyone that is working in perversion, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, the pride of life, anything that's working against you and against God, if it's children, if it's family, if it's co-workers, if it's in a neighbor, pray for them, pray for them, Pray for them. Pray for the enemy. Because he's really not your enemy. These are people that have been taken over by the enemy. He's whispered things in their ears. Satan wants to take your children. Satan watches for your children from the time they are consumed in the womb, because he does not like the children to know the truth. In the name of Jesus, we expose those spirits that are behind these things. We expose those spirits where the children are walking in darkness. Walking in darkness, and they know it. They're walking in darkness. Lord, we ask you right now, we implore you to set these children free. No matter where they are, whether they're teenagers, whether they're adults, whether they're in school, in colleges, and the things baby toddlers are saying. And because Satan is putting these words in, they are not created. They are in the image. They are not created of the enemy. They are not. They are created in the image and likeness of God. Speak it out and believe it. Receive the anointing. Receive and hear the Spirit of God today. Hear it now. Hear it now. Hear it now. Hear it now. Hear it. Hear it. Hear it. I bind that spirit of deception. I bind it in the name of Jesus. We break down every wall. We break down every giant of the valley in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we break down every wall. And we break down. We break it down. We break it down. We tear it down in the name of Jesus. We rebuke, we still, and cast out the avenger. We bind in and cast out any creeping spirits that try to come in. We cast out devils. We cast out pharaohs that would try to come after us. We rebuke every demonic spirit, every fallen angel, every giant, every Nephilim, in the name of Jesus Christ. Out to the dry places you go. We bind and we cast out every spirit of Absalom that would try to steal our heart from God-ordained leadership. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We're breaking down walls. We're taking back territory. Stand your ground, people. Stand your ground. Receive what the Lord has for you. Evil spirits, leave our lives as we hear and speak the word. Evil spirits, leave our lives as we hear and speak the word. We pray for utterance and boldness to proclaim the gospel. We bind and rebuke any bewitchment, magic, or anything else that would hold us back and cause us to be deceived. Let no man deceive us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We are in the name of Jesus. And we bind out every spirit and cast them out of self-deception in the name of Jesus. And we bind Satan himself and the name of Jesus from releasing any deception in our lives. And according to James 4:7, Satan, we take no fellowship with you. We take no fellowship with you in the name of Jesus Christ. You must flee. Now go in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Satan, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Get behind thee, Satan, for it is written. We bind and rebuke every hindering spirit of Satan in the name of Jesus. We renounce all ungodly anger, those that have a lot of anger, those that don't understand what's coming. We bind that spirit and we release the joy of the Lord in you. The joy of the Lord. For those of you that have allowed false burdens to be put on you by others, by people in high places, in church leadership, or even if you've done it yourself, because burdens are so great. In the name of Jesus, we bind them, we loose them, and we shake all false burdens off in the name of Jesus Christ, because they're not from God. They're not from God. They're not from God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. That any spirits rooted in any parts of our body, organs, to be come out in the name of Jesus. And we bind up and we take authority over any witchcraft, divination, filthy lucre of any kind in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority over hatred, madness, chaos, murder, premeditated death, suicide, rebellion, envy, jealousy, gossiping, slander. And in the name of Jesus right now, we bind every spirit. We bind every attack trying to come against us. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We bind them up. We take the roots and all. We tear them up. Strip them of their power. Strip them of their armor. And send them to the dry places. In Jesus Christ's almighty name. In the name of Jesus. We bind that thief from stealing, killing, or destroying in our lives right now. Right now. And we pray as we rebuke everything and bind everything from the enemy of any sifting, any nets, ropes, chains, gags, entrapments, snares, and anything the Lord would try to bring into our life, we bind it up and we overcome in the name of Jesus. We are overcomers. Overcomers. We rebuke every unclean spirit that would attempt to operate in our lives in the name of Jesus. And devil, we resist you right now. We bind and rebuke all wrath of the devil directed against our lives in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We rebuke those proud spirits. We send serious rebukes upon the enemy. We rebuke that enemy with flames of fire right now. Devil, we rebuke you. Hold your peace and come out in the name of Jesus right now. Come out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Receive what God has for you today and be set free in the name of Jesus. We bind up the palaces and headquarters of darkness in every area. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We bind up the enemy. We strip him of his armor. And we divide him up in the name of Jesus. This is the power that each one of us has. You're looking at Psalms 149, verses 6 through 9. You will understand that God has given us, all his children, a privilege and an honor. To take down the enemy. To take down the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you for this right now. We just thank you, Lord. You are a good God. We thank you, Father God, for giving us the words. We are going to make sure our garments are clean, Lord. We take authority over and we over unforgiveness of any kind, unforgiveness, retaliation, ambushes of the enemy, proud, arrogance, any of those things that we've had in our life, Father, anything that we've forgotten to mention, Lord, we just ask you to forgive us right now. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Come clean with him. In the name of Jesus, let your garment change your garment, okay? Change your garment. Close the garment. Close yourself with the garment of salvation. Close yourself with the garment of praise. Don't run around with heaviness all over you. Don't run around with a burden all over you. Be clothed with humility, righteousness, virtue. Father God, as we end this now, I ask you to give each one that hears this message the wisdom and every area we have lacked. Wisdom, authority, anointing, understanding. Father, we reach out for more revelation, more hiddenness to understand the word. And in Jesus' name, be ye healed, be sanctified, be glorified, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for you are the great healer, the great deliverer, the great counselor, the savior of the world, who has been the one to sacrifice all of our sins. Thank you, people, anyone, even though they're living right now. You don't know the Lord. Today is the day to know the Lord. Today is the day to know the Lord. God wants to rescue you. This is an invitation. Come back to him, or if you've never been saved, come in. Come in. Lord, we just are praying right there. Let this podcast go out to wherever it needs to go, Lord. Let it pierce the hearts. Let it go. Let it be shared, Father. Let the people come. Let the people come. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Right now, before it comes too late, let that burden of not knowing whether you're saved or not, or that you've been away from the Lord, this is an invitation. The Lord wants you to come. The Lord wants you to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you all for this. And I pray that people who have been set free, you have readied yourself for the coming of the Lord. If there is anyone here that would like to have prayer with them, counseling, we're getting ready to go out more. We're doing Bible studies again, and we're getting some things together. Please contact us at the website, which will tell you a little bit about us and the ministry we have at www.bvmint, that's Victor Mint, like the chocolate mint, .org. You can go through the website. We do post a lot, mainly on our blog link. You can go there to the blog and look things over. And you can also leave messages, leave prayer requests, whatever you'd like to do. Or you can email me at BLS, like Sam, J, BLSJ, 7878, at ProtonMail, all one word, .com. If you forget all the contact information, our box number, everything is up there to get a hold of us if you would like to contact us. It is on our website. So God bless each and every one of you. And, you know, I hope maybe I'll get to talk or meet with some of you. The desire of our heart is to win souls to Christ and to help them get where God wants them to be for the coming day. So God bless each and every one of you. And we will hopefully reach out again, because I have some things coming up in the near future. Shalom, shalom.